A federal judge suspended questioning today of Democratic fundraiser John Huang. Huang has been testifying in a civil suit concerning trade missions sponsored by the Commerce Department. Huang is a former U.S. executive of the Indonesian conglomerate The Lippo Group. He worked for the Commerce Department before he began raising money for the Democratic National Committee. Questions have now been raised about the legality of some of the contributions he brought in, especially money donated by an Indonesian couple. In his testimony yesterday, Huang said he avoided any dealings with his former employers while he was at Commerce. Republicans allege that the Commerce Department's trade missions were used to raise funds for the Democrats. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth said today he would review videotapes of Huang's testimony yesterday before deciding whether the questioning could be resumed. President Clinton began the last leg of his campaign to maintain a Washington residence with a week-long push across the country. In Ypsilanti, Michigan, Mr. Clinton focused on the women's vote with a speech about what his administration is doing to help women own businesses. Behind the scenes, his campaign continued to respond to charges that they have flouted or broken campaign finance laws. NPR's Mara Liasson is with the president.
President Clinton is enjoying the benefits of one of the largest gender gaps in years. Since 1980, Democratic candidates have consistently received a slightly bigger share of the women's vote. But this year, the gender gap looks more like a gender canyon. In many public polls, the president leads Bob Dole among women by more than 20 points. That hasn't happened by accident. The White House has taken every opportunity to reach out to women. Today, the president celebrated some of them.
We've made unprecedented gains in the area of helping women to start their businesses, to stay in business, to expand their businesses, and that has helped to lift the rate of growth of the American economy and our capacity to create jobs.
The Clinton campaign's effort to get women voters to the polls next week is based on some cold, hard arithmetic. 60% of the voters who went to the polls in 1992 but stayed home in 1994 were women, and the White House doesn't want that to happen again. Today, the president was focusing on one group of women voters, business owners, where the gender gap is smaller and Republicans have made some inroads. The president announced he was expanding a pilot program that had given 575 women-owned businesses $58 million in loans.
We established in 1994 a women's pre-qualification pilot loan program for loan applications of under $250,000 in 16 sites. That's a kind of a mouthful. You know, I wish I had some fancy acronym for it. But what it meant in basic terms was in these 16 places, we worked with women who wanted to start businesses or wanted to expand businesses and needed capital, and we worked up the loan application in advance for them so we knew it'd have a good chance of being approved at the bank, and we gave them a commitment on the front end that the SBA would guarantee it.
The president said nothing at all today about the campaign finance problems that have bedeviled his campaign for the last 2 weeks, although his aides say he is planning to change his schedule for the week and give a speech about the need for reform on Friday in California. In 1992, President Clinton promised to clean up the system of money and influence in Washington, but did little about reform after he came to office, and it has not been a theme of his campaign this year. Friday's speech is described as a declaration of support for the reforms embodied in the McCain-Feingold bill, a piece of legislation that would limit overall campaign spending, eliminate political action committees, and restrict soft money contributions. Soft money is the name given to the unlimited amounts of money that allow big individual donors and corporations to get around the restrictions on other types of donations. The president's decision to embrace the McCain-Feingold bill drew a scathing response from one of its authors. Arizona Senator John McCain wrote a letter to the president yesterday saying that the fundraising Mr. Clinton has done this year makes a mockery of campaign laws and makes the president's protestations of support for reform highly suspect. McCain, who is a top advisor to the Dole campaign, is also calling for the appointment of an independent counsel to investigate the charges of improper fundraising from foreign sources by Democratic Party officials. In Ypsilanti, Michigan, with the Clinton campaign, I'm Mara Liasson.